السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بحضرة المفتي عبد الفاضل صاحب دام البركاته. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and Afa with Afiyat. Allah ta'ala bless you with good health. Allah ta'ala to create work of deen from you. حضرة المفتي صاحب, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم مولانا سليم كريم آمين آمين. To all the wonderful du'as and supplications, جزاك الله خيرا. To our technicians, brother Junaid Khan, نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 5th of Zulhijjah, 1446 in South Africa and few other countries, in Makkah Mukarrama, Mina, Muzdalifa, and everywhere else, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa, 90% of the countries and continents. It is today the 6th of Zulhijjah, 1446. Hence, on Wednesday will be the beginning of Hajj, 1446, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Today's lesson is Suratul Fath. Suratul Fath, remember, is Madaniyah. Madaniyah means it was revealed after the Hijrah, although it was revealed there in Hudaybiyah, and that is just outside the Haram Sharif in Makkah. Makkah, Muzdalifah, Mina, that constitutes the Haram. It is chapter number 48 of the Noble Quran, and it was revealed chapter 111, so right in the last portion of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's life, and then Mubarak, and we find that chapter 29 of the Noble Quran. So we see that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is including the surah as a precursor and mentioning it as a precursor for the Fath Makkah and the victory, and victory for the Muslims, we must remember that. So a portion of it got revealed, remember there, and that was to inform the Muslims. The truce, the peace treaty is stacked against you, but it will be a blessing in disguise, and that will be a victory for you. And we see this is in the 6th year of the Hijrah, and the month is Zulqa'dah, and in the 7th year of the Hijrah in Muharram, Almighty Allah already blessed them with a magnificent victory against the Jutlas and the Jews there in the Khaybar. 94 Jutlas Jews were dispatched to Jahannam and will rot in Jahannam forever, everlasting doom and gloom for them. And 16 Sahaba and companions were martyred in that battle. So that is the battle of Khaybar. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu warda became known as Fatih Khaybar, Haydar Qarrar, the lion who broke the forts and defeated them. Remember, initially their main army and soldiers and so forth. And then in the 8th year of the Hijrah, because they violated the peace treaty, so it was a Saturday, 21st of Ramadan, 8th year after the Hijrah, Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Sahaba came, and the Master alayhi salam did not have an ihram on. Why? Because now this is a war situation, and this is distinction and speciality for the Master alayhi salatu salam. وعليه إمامة سوداء. The Master عليه الصلاة والسلام had a black turban on as mentioned in Muslim Sharif. Nevertheless, 10,000 Sahaba came and then they were fired up and said, today is Ashabul Malhama. Today is Yomul Malhama. That the day we're going to make boti boti. We're going to make mincemeat of you. And today is Kopski Tendoner. We're going to give you a good threshing. Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered. Abu Sufyan complained. The Master alayhi salatu salam said, no, today will be Yawmul Marahama, the day of mercy and compassion. So that was how Almighty Allah Jalla Wala gave them this motivation, inspiration with this very surah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulil Kareem. And we see that what is Suratul Fath, this chapter regarding the victory. And today we discuss the first three verses. Inna fatahna. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is one and alone. But here Almighty Allah is using the words in the collective, in the plural, to stamp His majesty, authority, sovereignty. Who can give you victory? Nobody can give you victory besides Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Who can give you life and death? Only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Who can make the sun rise and the sun set? Only Almighty Allah. Any scientist, any professor, any government organization, hasha wa kalla, never ever. Inna fatahna laka fatham mubina. Indeed, we have granted you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam, fatham mubina, a magnificent victory, an apparent victory, a victory that will shock the enemies and so forth. Like how in this day and this age, remember what we find, the Taliban defeating America, 48 countries, how we find our Hamas defeating them. In fact, if you read the Haaretz newspaper, you will find some of their own leaders are admitting to us and saying that in 6 days we beat the Arab countries in 1967 and now we can't beat Hamas in 600 days and today is day number 605. So the actual result is Hamas wins and we lose, that is Israeli Jutlas and Zionists and Haramis. So why did Almighty Allah Jalla Wa'ala give you this victory? To elevate your rank even further. Chapter 94, verse 4, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. And we elevated thy name, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Your name, Nami Ismigrami, was, is, will always be the most precious, the most beloved to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the entire universe. Idha dhukirtu dhukirta ma'i. When my name is taken, then your name is taken after that, Ya Rasulullah. O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Prophet of Islam, peace be upon you. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. In our kalima, in our formula, in our adhan and iqamah, when we call towards prayer, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Thereafter, Ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. So that is how Almighty Allah elevates him. The name, name, isme grami of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now before we translate the next verse, understand this issue. We belong to the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Our unanimous belief is Ismatul Anbiya. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah and then wrote a whole book on this issue here. So nevertheless, it is unanimous belief all the Anbiya, prophets and messengers from Adam, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, right up to Jesus, peace be upon him, the last prophet and messenger of the Israelites, and then the final and last messenger for all times and all places, Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ma'asum, protect by divine protection from vices and sins. Yes, there can be an error in judgment. There can be mistakes. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam made mistake in salat. So then when Almighty Allah speaks about Allah is forgiving you, it means forgiving the mistakes. For me and you, when the word is used, zamb, then it means sins, it means vices. Inna Allaha yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Chapter 39, verse number 53. Never become disillusioned in the mercy of Allah. Allah will forgive all the sins. So we must draw that dichotomy and distinction. The same word, but two different meanings. One for prophets and messengers, alayhi salatu salam, and one for us ordinary mortal sinners and transgressors. Next issue. No one is mentioned explicitly in the Noble Quran except for him, Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So yeah, it is liyaghfira lak Allah, so that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala forgives you. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala covers for you and conceals for you, Ya Rasulullah. Ma taqaddama min zambika wa ma ta'akhar. Whatever mistakes occurred in the past, whatever mistakes will occur in the future. So everything is concealed and covered or forgiven by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So that is the unique feature of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's enshrined in the Noble Quran, but applicable to all prophets and messengers. وَيُتِمَّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكَ. And he, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, is completing his favors and bounties upon you, giving you the constitution of Islam, making you the exclusive Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the mercy for the entire universe and creation was, is, will always be, and Khatamun Nabiyyin, the last and final prophet and messenger. وَلِيَهَدِيَكَ صِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا. And Allah guiding you to the straight path, so you can invite people to the straight path. وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهَدِي إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. وَيَنْصُرَكَ اللَّهُ نَصْرًا عَزِيزًا. And Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will assist you, will help you with a magnificent, powerful victory and assistance. And we see that happen in Fatih Makkah, we saw it happen in Badr, we saw in Khaybar, we saw in Hunayn. So all these places, it is Allah Jalla Wala who helped. So today we say, Ya Allah Jalla Wala, through the wasila, through the barakah, through the intermediary of Rahmatul Alameen, Khatamun Nabiyyin, and Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, give victory to our Muslims in Gaza al-Mubarakah to Hamas, give victory to the Ahlul Sunnah in Sudan, give victory to the people in India and Syria and Libya and Pakistan, give victory to all the Muslims who are oppressed, whether they are the Rohingya Muslims in Burma or anywhere else, give victory to our people there in Gitmo, and our honorable sister Dr. Afia Siddiqui, Ya Allah, Ya Jalla Wala, they decimate and destroy these enemies of Islam, Kain and Mankan, whoever it is. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 5th of Zulqa'dah, 1446 in South Africa, day number 605 of the Jutlas and the Jewish people, the Zionist regime, apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel, Hitler's children. And remember, 90% of the world, it's already the 6th of Zulhijjah, and inshallah Aziz, this Wednesday, eyes will be focused on Mina, the tenth city, where 1 million people will assemble there. Wonderful sight, remember. And Allah Jalla Wala, Allahumma sallim al-hujjaj wal-mu'tamirin wal-zairin. Ya Allah, all the people who have come for Hajj and they're still performing Umrah, some are still visiting Madina Munawwara, some are in Aqsa al-Mubarak. You protect them, ayna ma kanu wa haythu ma kanu, wherever they are, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Today's news, views, interviews presented to you, O folks. So let us go on and see. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. In the weekend, 5 jutlas dispatched to hell. We say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. It's much more, but they keep on hiding. You know jutla, what it means, a jutla. Jutla means the biggest crook and the biggest liar and the biggest victim. They always want to play the victim. Therefore, they were kicked out and expelled from more than 100 countries in their history. And the Houthis, they attacked the airport. The airport is called Ben Gurion Airport. It's called the Lod Airport, L-O-D, because from Lod to Tel Aviv is very, very near. So therefore, and then it was closed also, temporarily. So every day, every time they attack and it gets closed, they lose millions and billions of dollars. Remember, all these are legitimate targets. Whether Hamas attacks it, whether the Houthis attack it, whether the Muslims attack it, anybody attacks it is 100% legitimate. So therefore, we have no sympathy, empathy for the Jutlas or the Americans and so forth. Anti-Israel sentiment is mounting, and remember, it is becoming a tsunami, and very soon it will be irreversible. The Haaretz newspaper says reversible. We say, inshallah, it will become irreversible till Israel will be wiped off the map of this earth, and that is what we want. Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik ya rabbal alameen. Ya Allah, you send your army, you send your dogs against them, and decimate and destroy them, ya rabbal alameen. See, both of them, the swines and the pigs and the monkeys and the donkeys, what they did. The Americans and the Israelis, they said, we will give the aid to the Palestinians. So now American aid and Israel will see, okay? So now what they did, this became a death trap, you must remember, for the Palestinians. So Palestinians unarmed, hungry, starved, deliberate starvation by the Israeli rogue terrorist Nazi regime. So now the Palestinians went to get the food. 31 of them minimum murdered and martyred by the Israelis. They're trying to wiggle out of it and lie to the public. But the humanitarian aid crews who are there, they say Israel shot them and murdered them. There are survivors who injured. They said Israel shot us. So how can we believe in Israel? The biggest crooks and the biggest murderers, remember that. So, and the hungriest place on earth today, Gaza, more than 150 injured. Therefore, we say we have no sympathy, empathy for any Jutla or Jutli, any Jew or any Zionist in any part of the world who supports Israel. So we need to be very clear on these issues. Ukraine attacked Russia with a certain amount of drones and so forth and caused damage. Elon Musk is now addicted to drugs, and that is mentioned in the New York Times. So when he and Trump met, you see, end of the month, now that was Friday, so his eye was black. So they asked him, what happened to your eye? He said, no, me and my son, we are just playing boxing match. So you New York Times say, don't come make us idiots here. You're addicted to drugs. If he's not addicted, so why Elon Musk, you don't take New York Times and sue them? You know how much you can sue them. So there's no smoke without fire, remember that. So there in Russia, two bridges collapsed and seven people died. So it seems that that was an attack, successful attack by Ukraine. Colorado, six people injured. Colorado is America, right? So now the Jutlas and the Jews were marching, free the hostages, free the hostages. These are Jewish guys, right? So one American guy came, he threw some flames in that direction, and six of them saw stars, you must remember that, and they were injured. So you harm the Americans because you, Trump, you, Biden, you, Blinken, you, Obama, and a whole lot of you, Clinton, and you all haramis. Your people's policy stinks, the foreign policy from Washington right till Tel Aviv, you must remember that. Now your own people are standing up against you and saying, free, free Palestine, you see. The world sentiment has turned against America, who are the biggest terrorists, and Israel, the biggest crooks and terrorists on earth, you must remember that. And you're both going to fall. The American empire is waning and on the verge of collapse. And remember, Israel will be wiped off the earth. You must remember, inshallah, ajilan ghayra ajil, very soon with the grace and mercy of Allah. So they say six Jutlas are injured. Very good. We have no sympathy, empathy for them. Fire causing huge problems in Canada. It's gone beyond control. They don't know what to do. Russia, Ukraine, they're having a meeting in Istanbul. But both parties are sticking to their guns. They say, we want a ceasefire. But you can't have a ceasefire without compromise. And Putin is not going to compromise. He wants to take over Ukraine. Remember, he says historically he's part of Russia. So it's all just an exercise in futility, if you ask me. Israel, just look at that. Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Egypt, Jordan, They are supposed to send delegation there to Israel and remember to the West Bank Ramallah to meet Abu Mazin, Mahmoud Abbas, whole lot of them murtaddeen, munafiqeen, kafirin, khabiseen, and they're listening to me now. Whole lot of them pakka non-Muslim, murtad, apostates and hypocrites of the first order and immoral, impure. Israel says, you don't enter here because we say so. What does Mahmoud Abbas and Palestinian Authority, they got no power at all. What a humiliation. And yet you go bootlicking and saying you want the peace with them, Saudi Arabia. Hang your heads in shame. Dr. Mufti Ahmed Gumi, I know him very well. We attended several conferences together. He's a Nigerian scholar, remember that. And he applied for a Hajj visa. And he studied there in Riyadh and so forth and so on. So they don't allow him. They say, no, you are critical of the Saudi government. So who the hell told you that you bin Salman, you MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, or Salman or Abdul Aziz, your father or your grandfather or you, does it belong to you, the Haram Sharif? It must be free, open to everybody. You are not fit to be the trustee, Quran says. In awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqoon walakinna aktharahum la ya'lamoon. Who can be the trustees of the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafah? Allah said, only those people can become the trustees and the guardians, those who have true taqwa and piety. If you just look at that verse there, remember, you will find that they disqualified already, and the Najdis and Wahhabis are disqualified. Chapter number 8, Surah Anfal, verse number 34. So that already disqualifies them. When Mustafa, Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, did not make dua for the Najdis, Najdis there, Riyadh and surrounding and so forth, so they already became disqualified. In the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah, especially the Ali Saud and them. Trump knows that Bibi Netanyahu is very, very weak and he will use it against him. So now the pressure is mounting on Bibi. So now he wants to annex the West Bank. You see, I told you, crooks of the highest order. Occupation is terrorism and occupation is crooking. So you are the biggest crooks on earth. Makkah, Mukarramah, Mina, they say is all systems go. Wizaratul Hajj, they're having big, big conferences, not worth the paper on which is written. Every delegate comes and he praises the Ministry of Hajj. He praises the government of Saudi Arabia. I have three questions for you, Saudi Arabia and Ministry of Hajj, and you, Khadimul Khainul Haramain Sharifain. Khadim means that the servant. Khain means the traitor. So they are the traitors of the Haramain Sharifain. What have you done to improve for the Hujjaj there, remember, in Muzdalifah? The boats there, you can't even see them daytime properly. How are you going to see it nighttime? A shame and a disgrace that you are, where you're wasting the people's Hajj, that you don't have proper signage. Number two, how many urinals have you put there in Mina and Arafat and Muzdalifah? Imagine people in the Ihram must go and stand and urinate and so forth. It's a smack in the face, remember. It's absolutely haram. But that is what Ali Saud does and so forth. And then you'll know there was no moon sighting there. It is just phantom sighting and so forth. But the moon, Samis, can make us fools and so forth. India admits it lost 6 jets against Pakistan, and Pakistan gave them a good hiding. So now it is in the full media and the Indian people are waking up. Pakistan, they khub pitaiki. Pakistan zindabad. You see that? So whatever, they are corrupted, but they're better than the Hindus and Mushrikeen and so forth. So therefore we support them. Dr. Ala Najjar, our sister who lost 9 children of hers. Her husband, Dr. Hamdi Najjar, passed away yesterday as a shaheed. Allah grant him his 9 children, Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. To you, my sister, Dr. Ala, I can't say much. Allah grant you sabr. Allah Ta'ala give shifa to your son Adam. Allah will reward you, my sister. The iman you have shown, you have brought about the memories of the Sahaba, male and female. Allah in his infinite, you are a lady, but you're shaking the world. Remember that. Allah is obviously watching, but the people are also seeing what an iman, faith, conviction you have. The ship is sailing again, and the boat is sailing again from Sicily, there to Gaza al-Mubarakah with relief. They say in this week, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, should be there if this Israeli haramis and terrorists don't bomb it again and so forth. In Bangladesh, good news for us, with the new regime in power now, so the Jamaat Islami, the Muslim Army Party, can participate in the following elections next year or so. And whenever they have elections, Bangladesh, 170 70 million people, they're 95% Muslim, so they can participate freely. They were banned under Hasina, you know. Torture is something common in the Israeli prisons and so forth, Siddiq, Amin, and so forth. And that is their job, Israelis, haram. It's a cursed nation. Allah will always punish them, Quran says. South African news, more and more Afrikaners are arriving in the United States. Go, footsack. You understand? We don't want you here. Pack up and go. So from June 5th, remember this week, Thursday, the fines will be much more stiffer. And they will be suspending people's license if the crime is very big and so forth. So that is what News 24 says. Let's see. To me, I think it will be more corruption and more KFC business going on. Petrol will decrease from this week, Wednesday, a few cents, it looks like. 14 hours load shedding will be implemented during this month of June in all provinces of South Africa, courtesy ANC, DC direct current, AC alternate current, ANC and no current. Today our programs, O esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, between 8:30 and 9 today, Mozaid will interview me, inshallah. We will discuss the 6 days of Hajj, inshallah al-Aziz. 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock will be tafsir of the Noble Quran. And the report back will, inshallah, 2:30, where we went to Potter's room with my brother Ahmed Abdi. So inshallah, so that will be the report back between 2 and 2:30, inshallah al-Aziz. And then tonight with Hafiz Wadi, it will be the Q&A. Between 8 o'clock and 9:10 tonight, inshallah, it will be live, inshallah al-Aziz, on Sirius FM and on Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Masaleem Kareem, we have 20 minutes, so let's fire up, inshallah al-Aziz, 18 minutes, inshallah, for the Q&A.
Isab, my wife needs to dye her hair. Can she do it in this Mubarak 10 days?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When we study the authentic ahadith Mubarakah, we find that Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that fakuffu an asfarihi wa ash'arihi, that your nails you should not clip, and your unwanted hair, so pubic hair and underarm and so forth, so that is prohibited. So if you want to dye your hair and so forth, male or female, or your beard, for example, so all that would be permissible for male and female. But remember one proviso. The hadith is mentioned in Sahih Muslim. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed him, Abu Quhafa. Abu Quhafa is the kunya ignomen for the father of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu warda. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's nami ismi grami Abdullah. His father's name Uthman. But very few people know that. So everybody knows Abu Bakr, the son of Abu Quhafa radiallahu anhuma. Abu Quhafa embraced Islam on the occasion of Fatih Makkah, the conquest of Makkah. So the master alayhi salatu salam saw him, his hair and his beard Mubarak and so forth, very, very whitish, very greyish. Ghayru shayb ya Aba Quhafa, wajtanibu sawad. So you must change the color of your hair and so forth, ya Aba Quhafa, but abstain from black. So your wife, she wants to look young for you, you see. So she can put there some blonde or brown or whatever, maybe you won't recognize her after that. But remember, she can't put black. Black is totally haram for male and female. So that is what you need to understand. This is authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif.
Mufti Sahab, I'm expecting and due in 3 weeks' time. I received some gift for the baby with clothes with eyes on it. I'm unable to return or exchange the items as the tags have been removed. What should I do?
Just take some material, my sister. Very easy. And you just cover the murat. You just cover the face and the eyes and all that. Very easy. You ladies, you know better than me. I don't even know the term, but I think they call it motif or motif or whatever it is, M-O-T-I-F. So you do that. I know sometimes you must remember. In my own family, I see them, they do that, you understood? So not a big problem. Your children can use it. They are the owners of it. You just cover it and conceal it. لَا تَدْخُلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ بَيْتًا فِيهِ سُورَةٌ أَوْ كَلْبٌ. Authentic hadith in Bukhari Sharif. The malaika, the farishta, the angels of mercy, they don't enter that room and that house and places where there is a dog as a puppy or as a dog as a pet and so forth, or suratun, animate objects and so forth. So what about the TV? So obviously the malaika won't enter there of mercy and so forth. Malakul Maut will enter if time for your death comes, remember that. So therefore, do that, sister, and no problem. Very good. You just cover it with that and motif material and cover it. No problem. Put a sticker on it, anything. So no problem. It will be fine. No problem.
Mufti Sahib, if a person purchased an animal with the intention of making qurbani on behalf of a specific deceased individual, can he later change his intention to make qurbani for two marhums, or will he have to purchase another animal?
No, my brother, that you are still now, today is still the 5th of Zulhijjah year in South Africa and 6th of Zulhijjah in majority countries. So now you bought the animal for your beloved father who passed away. Then you say, no, that let me make intention for my father and mother. So I am telling you, make intention for million and billions of people. Say, Ya Allah, Jalla Wala, this animal, first one, I'm slaughtering on behalf of myself. So that is the wajib one according to Hanafis. The sunnat mu'akkadah al-kifaya and all that according to majority scholars. The second one, that is the nafil one, the voluntary one, I'm making intention from Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam's time, right till the time of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then the Master alayhi salatu salam himself, the Ahlul Bayt, the Sahaba, and all the people who are alive now, yet to come till day of Qiyamah, and who will pass away with Iman and Islam, I'm giving them this reward and transferring this reward to them. Totally permissible. Why you want to make intention for one, two people? Make intention, my brother, my sister, for million, billion, trillion, zillions of people. Allah Jalla wa Ala states, wa rahmati wasiyat kulla shay. My mercy encompasses everything, is broader, greater, wider than everything. So Allah's mercy, everybody will get full reward and you will receive the optimum, maximum reward. But remember, first is your animal, and then secondly, for the marhumin and deceased, it is the nafil and voluntary animal.
Mufti Sahib, if a person bought a cow before qurbani, it gives birth to a calf. What happens to the calf?
Remember that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala would send wahi, revelation, to Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as enshrined in the Noble Quran, chapter number 53, verses 3 and 4. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. And he, Mustafa, Rasulullah, Rahmatul Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, does not speak of his own desires regarding matters of Islam and Sharia and the deen of Islam and so forth. It is, in huwa illa wahyu yuha, it's wahi, revelation, that he sent to him, to Mustafa, Rahmatul Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the Master, alayhi salatu salam, said, Zakatul Janin, Zakatul Ummihi, when you slaughter the mother, you slaughter the baby. So now you bought the cow. Now that cow was pregnant and now it gave birth to the calf. So very good. You're going to slaughter the member, sacrifice the cow. You got your 7 shares. So now that calf is alive, so you slaughter that also. Now you can't say it's 8 shares, because remember, it is just a baby. For goat and sheep, 1 year old minimum. For cow and bull and so forth, 2 years old minimum. And camel, 5 years old. But you must slaughter and sacrifice it also, because without the mother, it will be very difficult for it to survive. So imagine Rahmatul Alameen, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us all this more than 1400 years ago. So you sacrifice the cow, 7 shares, and sacrifice the calf as well. But that will just be voluntary and transfer the sawab to whoever you want to.
Mufti Sahab, for the day of Arafat, to read the 4th Kalima, Surah Ikhlas and Durood Ibrahim, is there any particular order it needs to be read in?
MashaAllah, you brothers, you all are sending messages to me. I see that from Ashraf Muhammad sent me a message of TTW. Other people are sending messages. Yesterday, whilst the Q&A was on, so we made direct contact with Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and his brother Haji Ahmed of Capital Group. So may Almighty Allah protect all the Hujjaj wherever you are. You are in Makkah, you're in Azizia, you're still in Medina, you're still coming, you're in Jeddah airport or by the port or wherever. Have you. Allahumma sallim al-hujjaj wal-mu'tamirin wa-zairin ya arham al-rahimin. Protect one and all, O beloved Allah Jalla wa'ala. Remember, this is my advice to you. What must you do today, Monday and Tuesday? You know that Wednesday your Hajj is starting. So there it will be the 8th of Zulhijjah, Yawm al-Tarwiyah. So especially today, tomorrow, Tuesday and Wednesday, read Quran Sharif abundantly. Why must you read Quran Sharif abundantly? So then when you reach Arafat, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9, 10 o'clock, then in the morning, on Thursday morning, then you must have your breakfast, have some tea, and then rest. Then you, the man, you remove your upper garment, not your lower garment, and it's only for men. And then you go there, they have some showers, and it will be so hot, 45, 50 degrees, you don't need towel, nothing. And that upper garment, you can use it as a towel if you want to. And then you just take that 5-liter bottle, 2-liter bottle, and just pour it over you. Make intention of ghusl, and say, Ya Allah, I made the sunnat ghusl for Arafat, which is sunnat mustahab, whatever you want to call it. And then when zuhr time enters, you give the adhan. And then you combine the salat, whether you Shafi, Maliki, Hanbali, Hanafi, whether you male or female, whether you mukim or you musafir. So all of you should combine your salat. That is the fatwa we give for the Maliki, Shafi, Hanbalis and Sahibain. Imam Abu Yusuf, rahimahullah, Imam Muhammad, rahimahullah. The greatest students of Imam Abu Hanifa say you should combine your salat in Arafat. And after that, now people will be waiting for the meal and so forth, you complete your Quran Sharif there on the plains of Arafat during the time of wukuf. What an achievement that will be, you see that? So thereafter you have your meals, have a lot of liquid, otherwise you'll get dehydrated. And then any sequence that you read, what dua are you going to read? Dua-e, wa dua'ul anbiya min qabli. So la ilaha illallah wahdahu, la sharika lahu, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Every Nabi, every Prophet, every Messenger, alayhi salatu salam, from Nabi Adam alayhi salam, right to Nabi Isa alayhi salam, and then finally, in the 10th year of Hijrah, 3 months before the demise of the Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam performed Hajjatul Islam, Hajjatul Balagh, Hajjatul Wida. Wida, bidding farewell to the Ummah. La'alli la alqaakum ba'da aami hadha. Maybe I will not meet you again next year. And it happened like that. And thereafter, Hajjatul Islam, the first Hajj, Hajjatul Balagh, Allah hal ballaghtu. Did I convey the message to you, O Ummah? They said, yes. He, Habibuna, Rahmatul Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, raised his Mubarak finger towards the heavens and skies. Allahumma shahad. Allahumma shahad, Ya Allah, you bear witness and testimony. So, Allah ki yaha ghinti nahi. Allah does not count. Quantity is not the criteria. Quality is the criteria. Complete your Quran Sharif. Read La ilaha illallah wahdahu, the fourth kalima, abundantly. Read Labbaik abundantly. Why? Again, Tirmidhi Sharif, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, Ayyul Hajji Afdal ya Rasulullah, which Hajj is the best? So he, the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Al Hajju wa Sajju, the hadith in Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah. Al-Ajju, raise your voice. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. Inna alhamda wa ni'mat alaka wal mulk la sharika lak. I close my eyes when I speak, you know, for concentration. I'm thinking of 2019. I told the people before Zohar, 11 o'clock, 11:30, make dua. Allah Ta'ala could chinte page there, that Ya Allah, send some drops of your mercy. Allah accepted some people's du'as, and then for 2 hours it rained from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Hafiz Muhsin Randeri was holding the mic and I was crying, making du'a. Normally we tell the people, all of you stay in the tents, none of you must come out, it's too hot. But that day we took everybody out, the appas and the papas. We said, come out with a wheelchair and everybody, men in front and women at the back. After 2 minutes, 5 minutes, you go back if you're feeling ill and sick and so forth or dizzy. Aise mauka nahi milega phir. You won't get another chance like this. And for yearly effort, that was my last Hajj 2019. Allah will take us again, inshallah, through His fadl, grace and mercy. Wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. So you're going to read, complete the Quran Sharif. You're going to read fourth kalima. You're going to read labbaik. You're going to read du'as. All the Rabbanas, you know, you read all that. And thereafter, the greatest du'a you're going to make in Arafat is what? Tawaffani muslima. وَالْحِقْدِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ Chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, and verse 101. Ya Allah, let me pass away and die with Iman and Islam, and unite me with the pious people. Abandon Durood Sharif, abandon Qul Huwallah, and then thus you forgetting. You forgetting, O Hujjaj Baitillah, before we came into creation, before we came into existence, before Allah created Nabi Adam alayhi salam, Allah Jalla Wala, in the realm of the souls and the spirits, He asked the question, Alastu bi Rabbikum? Am I not your sustainer, nourisher, provider? Qalu bala. They said, why not? The arwah, the souls, the spirit said, why not? So you are there, hadith, authentic in Mustad Ahmad, Mishkan Sharif. You haji, say 2 words by heart it. In Arafat say, Anta Rabbuna, Anta Rabbuna, Anta Rabbuna. So abandon dua, abandon durood Sharif, abandon istighfar. And finally, make special dua for Gaza. Ya Allah, grant our mujahideen and mazloomin and oppressed people victory. Decimate the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, the pigs and the swines. Decimate the empire of America and all these people, the Arab tenpot dictators who are helping Israel. Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimin wa man walahum. Ameen. I'm feeling very, very inspired, you know, thinking I'm in Arafat or going to Arafat. Allah qabool farmai. Allahumma جل حجنا حجا مبرورا وسعينا سعيا مشكورا وذنبنا ذنبا مغفورا وتجارتنا تجارة لن تبور يا عالم ما في صدور آمين. ما سليم will translate it for you inshallah. I have to run to the masjid. بارك الله فيك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.